From the KBIE newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Osier. Several Midwestern states are partnering to try to identify bottlenecks along the Missouri River that can cause waters to back up and worsen flooding in certain areas. Drew Button, the deputy director of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, says the state is working with Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska to submit a study proposal to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The plan comes after Midwestern states experienced devastating flooding that caused billions of dollars of damage earlier this year. A Corps commander said during the meeting yesterday, Missouri officials should be aware that relieving pinch points at one spot in the river may result in new problems elsewhere. Plans for a new park near the Magnolia Falls neighborhood in southwest Columbia have changed after the city received feedback from neighbors. According to the Columbia Missourian, neighbors who responded to a city survey say they worry about parking, noise, and safety in the area. Parks and Rec senior planner Matt Boehner says the city received more than 100 responses to a public survey about Magnolia Falls Park. About 40 people attended a public meeting about the park in July. Plans for the park include a barbecue area, a playground, and a gravel walking path. A parking lot has been added to the plan after residents voiced concerns about visitors parking on neighborhood streets. Boehner says the parking lot will make the park more accessible and uphold standards of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Basketball courts were also removed from the plans after receiving public feedback to eliminate potential noise. A federal judge in Kansas City yesterday blocked Missouri's 8-week abortion ban from taking effect today, but declined to block sections banning abortions based on sex, race, or Down syndrome. Colleen McNicholas is medical director of the Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis, which sued to block the law and alleged it's unconstitutional under longstanding Supreme Court precedent.
I'm happy that most Missourians will still have access to abortion as we move forward. And I think, you know, this ruling is consistent with most of the other rulings across the country. And so for now, abortion access continues to be protected.
The law would have barred the overwhelming majority of pre-viability abortions in Missouri and made it a felony to perform abortions at 8, 14, 18, and 20 weeks, even though fetuses are not viable at those points in pregnancy. Missouri lawmakers will not address gun violence during September's special legislative session. That's because Republican Governor Mike Parson announced yesterday he will not take up the issue. In a statement, Parson said that while the state needs to figure out how to reduce violence, a special session is, quote, not the correct avenue. State Representative Jerome Barnes says he disagrees with the governor's decision. The Raytown Democrat wants to see lawmakers pass background checks for all gun purchases.
Gun violence just didn't start this summer. Whether it's a special session, regular session, or whatever, it just needs to be addressed.
Barnes says Democrats should focus on working with Republicans to find some common ground during the regular session, which starts in January. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.